The next public hearing is change of zone number 1897, Preston Dyer.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.97 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9, approximately 428 feet east of Joseph Road. The 911 address is 28855 Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9, Lewis. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 4, Parcel 37.01. Staff would note there's a site plan, an exhibit booklet, a staff analysis, and agency comments that have been submitted into the record, and Deldot did not require a TIS with the change of zone.
Mr. Chairman, on this one, out of an abundance of caution, I'm going to...
All right. Take it on our own. All right, then. Mr. Dyer.
For the record, my name is Preston Dyer. I am a member of Capstone Office LLC, which is the applicant for the rezoning. It's a company owned by Jake Booth, Joe Reed, and myself, both of whom are here this evening. We are the three managing members of Capstone Homes LLC, which is run by Jake Booth, and he will provide some presentation later. As indicated, this is a rezoning to excuse me, C2 for 1.97 acres, located in the low density area under the comprehensive plan. As you can see on the map, very pertinent, dominant red being our property is just in the middle of those blocks of red. The property to the west is zone C1. It includes Millman Appliances and Steele's Gun Shop. And to the east of the subject property, there are actually three parcels there, two of which are zone CR1 and one, I believe, is zone C1. To the south of the property is Route 9, which, as you all know, is a principal arterial road, is recognized by DLDOT as such. And to the north is the Georgetown-Lewis Trail Path. It is our contention that C2 is consistent with the existing commercial uses, both to the west and to the east. The request follows and consistent with the table 4.5-2, which Mr. Davidson's going to provide. In the top right, you can see where table 4.5-2 allows the applicable zoning district to include medium commercial district C2. And as we are well aware, under your ordinance and the comprehensive plan, we seek to be consistent with and necessarily are with the medium commercial district being C2, which is appropriate not only for the area, but is consistent with your comprehensive plan. As you are aware, C2 supports retail sales and the performance of consumer services, professional and service businesses. Route 9 is a business corridor with a mix of residential and commercial uses. We believe that this rezoning will not diminish or impair any property values within the neighborhood, will not create a public nuisance, or result in any increase in public expenditures. Mr. Davidson, the engineer for the project from Pannoni, will provide additional information regarding DLDOT and other features of the project. The C2 allows for more specific medium commercial zoning district with smaller, more related uses within the district, which will promote better planning and predictability. It is our intended use to utilize this property as a professional office for Capstone Homes, which will be a new structure that we are proposing, and a design sales center. Under C2, there will be no outside sales or storage permitted, and the existing home, which is of a historic nature from being moved from a previous location, very well maintained, and it will be utilized, if the rezoning is granted, as an office professional type use. The background on Capstone Homes, Jake Booth, who is the managing member, will provide just a brief overview of what Capstone Homes is doing business in Sussex County.
While we have a little break here, just Cornwell, for the benefit of the commission, just want to confirm that you concur with the applicant's interpretation of the code. The C2 zoning is permitted and for the land area.
Yes, the current comprehensive plan does recognize that C2 can be a zoning district that can be considered in the low-density land use classification.
Just thought it was important in light of recent applications that we've had. Just want to make sure that we were clear on that item. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yep. Good evening. My name is Jake Booth. I'm a member with Mr. Reed and Mr. Dyer. Just a quick background on Capstone Homes. The company is locally owned and operated, which is something we're very proud of. Founded in 2006, so we've been in business coming on to 15 years. And we build between 80 and 100 homes a year in Sussex County. Obviously, very proud of being locally owned and operated, but also our 22 employees are also local. This particular office is going to be more for our administrative, and as Mr. Dyer said, a sales office so we can display materials and help people create their homes. Some of our other employees are mostly field-based, obviously working on the projects. So something we're excited about, certainly would be a great asset to our company, and something our customers will certainly be able to take full advantage of, to build beautiful homes in Sussex County. Thank you.
Good evening. Again, Mark Davidson, principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located outside of Milton, Delaware. Ordinance 2550, Sussex County Council desired to create a more specific C2 commercial zoning district with smaller, more related uses within the district. As Mr. Dyer had pointed out, this property is approximately 1.97 acres, and it does have an existing historic home located on the property, which sits in the back of the property, and which will be utilized as part of the overall plan for the use of the site for Capstone Homes. We have provided a small site plan that is what is Capstone Homes is proposing to use for the property. And so I'm just going to kind of go over a little bit about the site plan as we've met with several agencies just to kind of talk about how the site can be developed, how it can be worked within the area in which it's located, as well as it's located, it is located on U.S. Route 9, which is a principal arteria. And in the past several months, DelDOT has reestablished a different right-of-way for U.S. Route 9. It's now going to become a 100-foot wide right-of-way, so which means the property has to dedicate. Right now, the property as it sits along Route 9 sits along as a 60-foot right-of-way. So this property will have to dedicate 20 feet along the frontage, and we do show that on the plan here, that an extra 20-foot of right-of-way will be dedicated as part of any plan that will be submitted, as well as a 15-foot permanent easement across the front for future multimodal paths, any drainage utilities that's going to be associated with the widening of Route 9 in the future. So those will be dedicated as part of this, as part of an application for this project. when we met with DLDOT, one of the things that they talked about was that Georgetown to Lewis rails to trail. And they asked if we would like to join in with their program to provide access to the trail. So we are in the process of working with their trail program to be able to provide access to the trail for this piece of property as well. Again, if it's granted C2 zoning, this will have access to that trail, or the trail will have access to the property. There are no wetlands on the property, and the property is located in a flood zone X, unshaded. Although the house has a historical nature, there were no other historical features found within the property. We have provided within the booklet historical maps that kind of show how the property looked, dating back to, I believe I was able to pull up the 1939 within the aerial map. So nothing historical was actually found within the property. Excellent groundwater. This is in a good groundwater recharge area, not an excellent groundwater recharge area. But we have done some soils testing out there. There will be an on-site septic system that will be utilized for this site. It will be upgraded, and there's an existing gravity system right now that for the existing dwelling that will be updated to be able to handle the proposed sales center. An infiltration pond is being proposed in this area here to capture the additional impervious surface that's going to be used for the property. We have designed an entrance that does meet the requirements of DLDOT, sufficient parking, access to the drive aisle. We have tried to neck the drive aisle down a little bit to kind of, what we're trying to do is preserve much of the natural site as we possibly can as we go around and be able to provide parking in the rear of the existing building in the back. So all this is, we're looking at this to be able to, again, to preserve the area and to be able to integrate a proposed project within this area. The 2015 strategy for state policies and spendings, we are in a level 4 area. All infrastructure needs will be funded by the applicants. Additional public infrastructure that will benefit the community, such as the road improvements and access improvements, will be paid for by the owners. And then again, the property is not a standalone commercial property, as it is adjacent to many other businesses. I have provided in the booklet a map that kind of area commercials. You can see all the adjacent. Mr. Dyer did share with you several of the adjacent commercial uses that are in the area, but there's several more up and down Route 9, as Route 9 is a business corridor. And again, we feel that this proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of this district and the future land use plan, strategies and objectives of the comprehensive plan that promotes growth and development in an area that is located along a principal arterial that will dedicate sufficient right-of-way for expansion of the highway, and where general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And with that, that is our presentation. With the exhibits that have been submitted, the hearing booklets, and the presentation that you've heard from Mr. Booth and Mr. Dyer, that concludes our presentation. We're here to answer any questions that you might have.
All right, Mr. Davidson, thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Mears.
I don't have any, Mr. Chairman.
All right, then.
I have none, thank you.
Scott?
No questions.
Ms. Stevenson?
Well, this is a change in zone that we're looking
That's
at.
Correct.
Yeah.
The site plan, if approved, will come back at a different time.
We'll have to come back, yeah.
So things we have to consider, not that this could be an office or that anything, but that it could be,
anything,
a convenience store, a pharmacy, a restaurant, a brew pub, a hotel. Just say this to remind everybody. So as far as all that goes, yeah, I have no questions.
All right, staff?
None, thank you.
None, thank you.
All All right, Mr. Bates, if you can take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1897 Preston Dyer? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1897? Anyone on the commission have any further questions or comments?
Just curious, in past hearings on properties near there, there's been a lot of talk about the number of residential homes adjacent to that property. So I'm just curious if anybody remembers the number. It was hundreds.
Well, I think you get a lot from the mobile home park that's even further to the north. And then there are some residential in the area. I do not remember the number off the top of my head. From there was a previous application in the area several years ago.
Right. So just something to consider.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? All right, then. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if you make a decision or you may wish to call the office. Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next two public hearings are conditional use number 2197 Fenwick Commons LLC and change of zone number 1896 Fenwick Commons, Commons LLC. Since the these two applications are related, the applicant has asked and we have agreed to allow them to consolidate these applications for purposes of presentation. However, each application will be voted on separately.
Thank you. The first application is conditional use 2197. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district from multifamily 62 duplex units to be located in a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 13.33 acres more or less. The property is lying in the southwest corner of Lighthouse Road, Route 54 and Sand Cove Road, and the east side of Sand Cove Road, approximately 211 feet south of Lighthouse Road, Route 54. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel is District 533. Map 19, parcel 52. For that application, we would submit into the record agency comments, a site plan, a staff analysis, and an exhibit booklet. For the change of zone, it's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 13.33 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southwest corner of Lighthouse Road, Route 54 and Sand Cove Road, and on the east side of Sand Cove Road, approximately 211 feet south of Lighthouse Road, Route 54. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, parcel 52. And for the change of zone, we would note that there's agency comments submitted to the record, a site plan, a staff analysis, an exhibit booklet, and felt that did not require a TIS for the change of zone. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. Mr. Byard.
Thank you, Mr. Whitley. For the record, Gene Byard on behalf of the applicant. We did ask that the applications be consolidated, and we will present one application with one hearing. With me tonight is Ken Christenberry, who is serving more as Ivana White than as a prime.